every Tuesday, 6 to 7. Sports Talk with Gaddafi and Rich.
Djokovic is deposed as a new king of center court. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain.
Port FM 88.2.
Mbappe.
Sports Talk on Port FM.
It's a clean start and what a race. It's tight. It's Noah Lyles.
I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
Sports Talk with Gaddafi and Wurjali.
It is 15 minutes before. I cannot hear myself. Let me just adjust here. Perfect. 15 minutes before 7 o'clock, already on Port FM 88.2. Lucinda Fletcher and Raven from, what is it? Active 8 are in the studio with me. You know, there's always been talks that South African players are not well developed. You know, they know football, but they didn't get the proper development. Some of them go to overseas, but they send them back because they say that they jumped the development phase, you know, the basics. With you, Active 8, what is Active 8? And maybe we can start there. What do you guys do there?
Okay, good evening. Thank you so much for having us here, Gaddafi. We are really excited to be here on Port FM, our very first time ever. So Active 8 is a football development program, I should say, / school. We are fully focused on developing from grassroots to professional level. We literally started in 2020. We launched in Limpopo province, and we've thus far branched out to about 5 different provinces. And we do boot camps, we do clinics, and all of these things are focused on football development. We have esteemed coaches like Raven here, who will tell himself, he will introduce himself. UEFA qualified coach. We've got the likes of Lucky Lehuatis, Aaron Mokwenas, Jerry Skosanas, all of them assisting us with football development. And for us, the struggle is development, and not only assist you on the field, but also off the field. We do believe that a talented footballer is a lot more than just his skill on the field. You need to be a footballer in your mind already. So for that to happen, we are literally busy developing a new breed of footballers who's going to be well-rounded, well-educated, both on and off the field.
Raven, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, thanks.
Is this your first time in Eustress?
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I saw some clips where Aaron Mokwena and Sphiwe Mkhwanza, Dr. Mnandi. They were encouraging and motivating the young players. Now, do you go to the townships of South Africa, or do you also go to the suburbs where you have young kids that are coming from the comfortable homes?
We do both. We do from rural, very village, township, suburban. We've got school programs in suburbans. We've got football clinics in the rural areas, the townships. We literally focus across the board. And what we do, especially in Limpopo province, because that's where we started, and it's literally our best boot camp by far. We'll have like 1,000 kids attending the boot camp each and every day. And we have these programs for 5 days. Mm-hmm. And after the 5 days, we make a selection. Well, not me, the coaches do. They make selections and select the most, the best talented players, which we can then place in a high performance program with Active 8 to develop them further and then assist them in getting them into professional clubs. We've just recently branched out to international clubs. And in December, some of our players are visiting Everton FC. We are excited about that. Super excited. So that's us.
Maybe I can bring you in here, Coach Raven. Rafael Rafinha of Brazil, he said that when he was 18, he had been rejected by the academics more times than he could bother to count. He tried and tried until that door was open for him. Before accepting any player, you know, to attend the boot camp, is there a criteria? What do you look at?
So remember, the boot camp is open for anybody.
Cool.
Boy, girl, you know, for the youth.
Yes.
To give them an opportunity to showcase their talent, because, you know, those places where we go to, there's not many teams or scouts that are going there.
Yes.
So, yes, we're looking for certain players and individuals, and we have a criteria whereby we select. But, you know, end of the day, we also like to see the emotional side. So if they have the heart, the determination, the motivation, the hunger to succeed, and the will to overcome obstacles. So that part as well. Obviously, the technical ability we always look at, and the tactical awareness of the football. But we also understand that not a lot of them have been exposed to the training we give them at the boot camp. Mm. So there's already an eye-opener. And also when we discuss off-the-field things like finance, like life skills, like nutrition, all those type of things. So, yeah.
Obvious, I did say that when our South African footballers, when they go to overseas, they make an early return. Hugo Broos, the South African coach, Bafana Bafana coach, he said the same thing about our players, that they are not good enough when it comes to the development. In your experience, do you agree with him?
You see, so as I've been coaching abroad before in a few countries, and recently we just came from Ghana. And I get that question a lot with regards to SA football and development and where we are compared to the rest of Africa, never mind the world. And the thing is, the talent has always been there, but it's the opportunity and what we do as coaches, because a lot of them are getting training, but the coaches are not qualified or don't have the experience to take them to the next level. So with that being said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in SA with regards to development, and that is why we try to prepare our players as best as possible once they're selected, so we feel confident when they go overseas or where they go wherever, that they have self-belief in their ability, and we believe in them that they're ready to go and not return anytime soon. So we will prepare them, not just physically, mentally as well. You see, so there's a twofold to that question, whereas yes, he's correct to a certain extent, and also no. But yes, that's why we activate, it's just pushing development to make sure when they go, they're as ready as possible.
It is okay, you can come in.
I think for me to add to that, like in our high performance program, we've got kids as young as 14 years old, actually 12 at our previous high performance program that we had during the school holidays. And when they come to the high performance program, they literally leave their parents' house, they stay for a week. They stay sort of in clubhouse atmosphere, and they camp out, you know, they camp out, they mingle with the team. There's a certain diet that they follow. There's a training schedule, because it's part of preparing them for when you are going pro and you're not going to be home, because we've experienced that. And the kids that we have on the Activate books, we're literally trying to make them see that when you're going across board or wherever, where you're going to international or some other professional club nationally, it's not going to be the same as home. There's cultures, there's food differences, there's climate differences, there's different personalities. You're not in the comfort of your home. So you need to adapt to all of those things. And a lot of the times, those are the things that that our professional players miss. The first thing they say is, we missed home. And because we get to engage a lot with like the likes of Aaron Mokoena, he left home at the age of 15. He went and played at Ajax Amsterdam. And for him, that is what he always tells the kids. He ensures to to help them along with, you cannot be missing home. So you need to adapt to the culture, the way they eat, the way they do things, try and learn the language so that it makes it easier for you to live there. Because he says you get homesick.
Yes.
And homesick is stop eating what you normally eat at home. Try different things so that it is adaptable for you. Yeah.
Speaking of Aaron Mokoena, he's one of the South African players that has stayed long overseas.
Yes.
I think having a person like him, you know, it is good for the development. But I have a question for you, coach. And this is not my first time asking this question. For someone who coaches, does sport really keep young players away from trouble? Because the reason why I'm saying this is that when I walk around here, I see some of the players going to the stadiums before their game, already smoking weed, some are drunk. Yet we still say that we have sport to keep them away from trouble. Even associations as well, they always push this thing. They say that play football or play any sport so that you can stay away from trouble. Yet they still find themselves in trouble. I mean, look at Andile Jali. He got in trouble the other day when he was still at Mamelodi Sundowns. They were drunk. That's a professional player. What's your take on that?
For me, there's a few factors. So especially with the school program we're on, the education aligned with the football. So if your education is not up to standard, you will not be playing for Activate. Understand? And then parents can see the difference in their kids with their discipline and their confidence and balancing life. And then another factor also, the kids in, whether it be the township, whether it be the Cape Flats, the rural area, they don't have proper role models.
Yes.
So they're looking at people that are doing these things, but not at the, you know, the correct way.
Yes.
As the standard is, how does a professional behave?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you see off the field, they always, you know, prim and proper. On the field, they give their best and whatever. But now the lifestyle that is portrayed, the kids think, oh no, this is the way. You see, so they don't have proper role models where they can say, okay, now I want to be like Coach Raven. He's disciplined, you know, he walks the walk, he talks the talk. I want to be like Lucinda, or she knows the story. You see, we're not portraying a flashy lifestyle. And I always say to the kids, like, where I come from, if I can make it, why can't you? But it requires certain things.
True. True.
But yeah, the role model factor, because they see this as, you know, they don't want to work hard, so they look at the shortcut.
Yes.
You see?
Thank you for that, Coach. Ma'am, Lucinda Fletcher, wrapping up, how do they join? And also, I still want to know, why are you doing this? The love for this, where does it come from? Do you have a background in football? What's happening?
So obviously the love and the passion for football, and specifically youth and grassroots football development, is really our passion and our heart. And I think each and every one of our team members are sold out to grassroots development. So I think that is why Active 8 is such a, I think, unique team, because everyone on the team is sold out for development. And then for us, for you to be a part of Activate, to actually check how can you get hold of us, or where's our next boot camp or our clinic program, you can literally go to our website, which is www.activate.site, or any social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, activate.site, or you can just WhatsApp us on 065-890-6164. And I just want to add, when it comes to role models and youngsters and them staying away from, you know, habits that we really don't want them to be in, is it comes down to you as an individual as well. Because for us as a footballer, or as a person desiring to be in football,
had to there. I just want to play the advert, so, and then we'll continue after that. It is 2 minutes before 7 o'clock radio on Port FM.
Every Tuesday, 6 to 7, Sports Talk with Gaddafi and Richard. Port FM 88.2. Sports on Port FM.
It's a clean start of what a race. It's tight. It's not a rolls.
I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Sports Talk with Gaddafi and Wurjali.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock radio on Port FM. I'm still hanging out with Lucinda Fletcher and Coach Raven. Ma'am, maybe you can pick up from where you left off.
Yeah, I would love to, and I think I'm going to step on a lot of toes. With me saying that, I always step on a lot of toes, but I'm used to that. I think the biggest problem with our youth, you were saying some of them already come drunk or come smoking, etc., yes, etc. I think for me, I'm so much against the whole CASI tournament, CASI football thing.
Okay.
Because I think that is where they pick up all the bad habits. Oh. Where we do development programs, you're not allowed to come there smoking, drinking, coming with your beer, etc., etc., because we're playing with youth, you know. So for me, I think that's where it starts. It's the atmosphere that is set with these tournaments where they play for cash. It's the atmosphere set with the music and the drink and the booze, and everyone hangs out there. And coaches allow that. Parents allow that. They accept that. And yet, in the same breath, they say that, I want my child to be a professional footballer. But they're not setting the stage for any of their players to be professional, because you having the tournament, you're hosting the tournament, and you're allowing all of these things. So how can you say, oh, this is an area, this is a space for development, this is a space to unearth talent, but you're housing all the wrong things? Yeah. So for me, it starts there. It starts with the clubs and the leagues and the, listen, eliminate all of those things and make the space safe for the kids to go to.
Coach, you were mentioning the word team a lot. But here's the thing that I want to understand. So you go to the townships, you get these players, and then you make up a team. Or you just send out a poster. Anybody who wants to play football, they come, they join you, and then you make up a team. And who are they challenging? Are they playing against each other? What's happening? That's one thing that I want to understand. Are you a team or a developing program?
No, we're a development program. So we're selecting players from the boot camp, and then we bring them to Gauteng for high performance. Then all those players come together, and then, like we said, in December, the UK, Everton, next year there's also trips to go abroad.
Yes.
Then with those players, we'll work with them and take a touring team.
How many players do you take?
So this one, because we're not going, remember, like I said, there's different age groups.
Yes.
And it's boys and girls.
Yes.
So it's not like we're going with 11 players or 15, because, you know, with a technical team as well. So it's plus minus 15.
Mm. That, 11,
that,
actually.
Yeah, that we will take.
Yeah, but they're all from different provinces. They're from Limpopo, they're from Northwest, they're from Eastern Cape, they're from Cape Town, because they were selected at these boot camps.
Yes.
So we bring them to the high performance program during school holidays so that they can gel and they can work together and they can train together. And those are the ones that we are literally taking over in December. So like he mentioned, there's girls and there's boys that's going for assessment at Everton FC. So they're different ages and they different provinces and they play for different clubs. Because as we said, we're not a club, we're not an academy. We're literally focused on football development so that we get to place you in a professional setting. And I must just add that alongside that, you know, comes with a lot of people that we need on board. We need more corporates to come on board. We need more parents to come on board and support their kids. You know, it is so good for a child to see their parent motivating them, being there. And we played a game now during the school holidays with the group of kids that came from the different provinces against another team, which was in the ABC League, SAB League. And even though they lost because it wasn't their best game, I think, but they come from different clubs, you know. They're not at a league, they're not SAB League, but they really individually, we could assess them, and they did outstanding as individuals. Now we just need to groom them as how you're going to play as a team. But even when they go to Everton, they're not being assessed as a team, they're being assessed as an individual, and that is what we are focused on, because they're not going to be selected at Everton as a team. You're going to go and have yourself assessed and be selected as an individual. And that is literally what we are focused on. And I must just also give a shout out to Proton, Hatfield and Kazina, because they made all of this possible. Because for now, we were able to transport these kids to go to their matches. There's no more a thing of, coach, we don't have transport to get there. We cannot do X, Y, and Z, because transport is a major factor. So for us, we are able to go to the matches. We are able to cart the kids to the matches. And hopefully, soon, when these ones reach professionalism, they can buy a Proton.
Is that a Proton key?
Yes. This is a Proton key. I'm all Protoned up, people.
If you just tuned in, maybe you're hearing a voice that you're not familiar with. Well, that is Lucinda Fletcher from Active Aid. She's not alone. Her coach Raven is in studio as well. I was about to ask you about the link between Active Aid and Proton, but you have tackled that.
Yeah.
So what do they give you, a car, or is it a bus? What's happening?
Yeah, well, they've actually committed. Yes, they've given us a car as Active Aid for us to drive and just create brand awareness and also just transport these young footballers.
Mm.
And also they've committed to, December is our big boot camp in Polokwane. So
yes,
they've committed to transporting our entire team, legends, coaches,
everyone.
To and from Polokwane for the entire month when we do activations, when we're actually getting to do the program. So they've really come on board in a big way, and they've really assisted so many of our players. Like I said, we had a game 2 weeks ago during school holidays, and a lot of the parents who is not supporting their kids in the football space, they come and drop the kids at school and then they leave.
Yes.
Like, so who must take your child to the match, you know? But then Proton came in handy, because now we had an additional car. And we could tell all these
how
kids,
many, oh, how
you
many.
Know what, just get in the car, we can take you there, which was really, really such a blessing.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know, kudos to Proton. Coach, maybe there are players, you know, in the Mutipe or ABC Mutipe,
yeah,
or PSL, we don't know, that are coming from your hands or from this Active Aid development program. Are there any players?
There's two currently playing in the ABC Motsepe League.
There's two
current players now, yeah.
There's two current players. There's also two players at SuperSport United.
Oh.
And there's one player at Royal AM in Durban. And, there's a player at Black Leopards. And there's two at Barocco FC. So we have done a lot since 2020. And we are spreading our wings, because hopefully by the end of December, we will say we've got players at Everton FC.
I mean, you guys are flying high. I mean, you started this thing in 2020.
Yeah.
Coach, before we wrap up, I just want to challenge you. You know, you are dealing with young players here, and you talked about developing them. When you develop a player, when you teach them, you don't only teach them about finance, you also teach them how to carry themselves.
Mm.
How do you tell a small boy, a 14-year-old, that a girl is not an object? That we've seen, I'm saying this because Tembikosi Lodge, he was said to have assaulted his girlfriend. Mason Greenwood was also allegedly, abused his girlfriend. How do you sit down with a 14-year-old boy and then tell them that this woman you respect? How do you go about it?
You see, so what was lucky for us in the last training camp we had now, the boys and girls were together when we trained, because we trained twice a day, morning and the afternoon.
Yes.
And the girls had their accommodation and the boys had their accommodation. So on the field and off the field, we had these discussions, because remember we said everybody's equal and these girls will show you up on the field. So they're on the field, you treat them with respect as well as off the field.
Yes.
Because these girls won't keep quiet for you. You understand? And we make sure, because also they see myself and Lucinda's relationship, whereas the way we behave and the way we interact with each other. Because remember, back home, maybe that is normal for them, the abuse and all these things. Now we guiding, we showing, we teaching them that is not the way. And we using those as examples of Lodge and Greenwood to say that is not the right way, especially if this is the career you want to take. You understand? And then your career can be cut short and you won't have anything to do and your life will be over before it even started. So yeah, so that's why I say we always try to, not just about the gender and, you know, the gender-based violence and all these things, but we try to, like what was said about the new breed, everything on, off, whatever you can think of, we try to discuss before they leave, especially when we've got them at the training camp. Because we're still in contact once they leave. They're still posting videos of their training. They're still communicating with us via WhatsApp or even a phone call. Maybe the girls will either contact one of us or boys, vice versa, wherever they feel comfortable, if not both of us. So because we also do one-on-one, not just group discussions at the training camp to see
Perfect.
Where they're at.
Perfect.
Because there's players that we've seen, they use the field as their outlet.
Yes.
To enjoy, to play. Yet there's major problems back home. But they don't show it with their performance on the field, because that is their time to just enjoy. And then off the field, we help them deal with it, or we communicate with the parents and things like that. So we're aware of all those things.
Yeah,
and we make them aware and understand as well.
Yeah, because these guys, they are their role models. So when they read that paper, when they see on social media that Mason Greenwood was allegedly raped his girlfriend, to them, they say, okay, if Greenwood can do it, then it's okay. I can also do it. Ma'am, let us wrap up. Last words, what do you want to say?
I think for me, last words is, if you're a youngster and you can get into any type of sport, not just football, I think it's a very good start for you to get disciplined, for you to get well respected, for you to learn some team sport and just interact. So in general, I would say, you know, find something constructive to do, because who knows, it's not like the olden days. Today you can earn a very good living out of playing sport and actually enjoying what you do. So yeah,
coach, last word.
Mine is just about getting corporates on board and supporting Activate with this journey.
Yes.
To secure the players' dreams.
Yes, absolutely.
It is 14 minutes after 7 o'clock already on Port FM. That was Lucinda Fletcher and Coach Raven from Active Aid Development Program. Lovely. I'm out. My name is Gaddafi. Till we do it again next time.
Thank you.
Chat to us on WhatsApp 064-119-6071.